If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sound Effect on KNKX 88.5 FM. I'm Jennifer Wing, and today's theme is virtual reality. What happens when the real world meets technology, like when we play video games? And one of the best parts about playing video games is losing yourself inside whatever world they take place in. Maybe you're a plumber tasked with saving a princess from a great sorcerer, or you could be an agent with the British Secret Service trying to save the world from Spectre. But if you're Dima Verovka and Sean Vesey, the objective is a little different. The games they make are all about how you connect with the world around you. These two created the gaming company Kalabi Studios, focused on education and celebrating cultures that we often don't really interact with. And they call these world culture games. And if that doesn't sound as sexy as playing a secret agent, you'd be surprised. 88.5's Ariel Van Cleave recently spent some time in their offices in Redmond to talk about their latest venture called The Forest Song.
So before I get too far along here, let me give you a little bit of background about these guys. Verovka and Vesey have decades of combined experience in making what you'd consider traditional video games. Think of the ones where you're holding a gun or raiding tombs. They used to make those. And as you might assume, especially if you've ever tried prying a controller out of a kid's or, let's be honest, even an adult's hands, the industry brings in an insane amount of money. Last year, total revenues hit an all-time high of $23.5 billion with a B dollars, and that was just in the U.S. But even with all this wild popularity and the money that goes along with it, Vesey says he and Verovka were just not happy.
Both of us have young families, and so as game developers, as we started to become parents, realizing that the work that we do, we wanted to be able to bring it home and enrich the lives of our kids and people all around. And so we're trying to figure out how can we practice our craft, the thing that we know how to do, but do it in a way that was sort of socially responsible and enriching.
Okay, so socially responsible and enriching. Video games. You don't really put those words all together, like, ever. But Vesey says a chance meeting with the president of the Cook Inlet Tribal Council in Alaska, a woman named Gloria O'Neill, actually paved the way for them to do the kind of, quote, socially responsible gaming they were looking for.
She really approached us and said, I want to connect with the youth in my culture. And we think that games are the way to do it. That's what they're playing. We want to meet them at that where they are. And we think actually that if we make something great, that we could show what really Alaska Native culture is about to this whole new audience.
Basically, O'Neill looked around, realized these kids were enamored with games, and figured this would be the best way to actually meet them on their own turf. Vesey and Verovka looked into it, ran the numbers, but then Vesey tells the tribal council no. It just doesn't add up. It's too expensive. It'll take too long.
But they were very persistent, and I think they won us over, both in terms of their perseverance and their values. And we slowly began to develop trust with them. And that whole process, the project itself, was a learning experience for us. And it showed us that there was another way to do games.
And what came out of this whole process is this game called Never Alone. And as you can hear, it's narrated in an entirely different language called Inupiaq. When the game starts, we're told a story about a young girl who lived in a small village. Soon it starts snowing. And it snows, and snows, and snows. The villagers can't hunt. They face starvation. So the little girl sets out to find the source of the eternal blizzard. As the gamer, you play as the girl, or an Arctic fox. It's a very old Inupiaq story, and to learn it, Verovka says he and Vesey had to spend a lot of time in the field.
We believe that to make a game about a specific culture, about people, the right way to do it is actually to go there and immerse yourself in the culture, meet with people, share food with them.
All of this is so completely different from what you'd expect from traditional game developers, right? Like, you probably picture a bunch of dudes sitting in cubicles writing code for like 10 hours a day. But these two got outdoors. They did their homework to make this game. They traveled to Barrow, Alaska, right at the very tippy top of the state, and spent time with Inupiaq elders, storytellers, community members. They were so immersed in their authentic experience that at one point, Verovka says they found themselves on the shores of the Beaufort Sea, helping the villagers pull a whale out of the water. Seriously.
It was a very spiritual, very interesting experience, kind of a celebrating, but at the same time, inviting that whale to them. And it's everybody's there. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, kids, elders, of course, captain, his crew, his wife is cooking right there. So it was like a unforgettable experience for us.
And that has to inform the game then, like seeing that and being part of that.
Yeah, for us, it was a real privilege to then try to take all those things that we learned and create a game experience. So when players play, they not only have fun, but they walk away enriched, seeing the world in a new way, and hopefully learning a little bit about themselves in the process.
So they released this game, and it does really well. Everybody loves it. The thing gets rave reviews, wins awards, the community it's based on is thrilled. Vessi and Verovka couldn't be happier, so they're like, okay, let's do this again. The game they're working on now is called The Forest Song, and this one is especially important to Verovka. He grew up in Ukraine, but back then it was part of the Soviet Union. He mainly spoke Russian, and he wasn't really connected to Ukrainian culture in a meaningful way. As it turns out, Verovka's not alone. He says he's part of a lost generation who missed out on connecting with Ukrainian traditions and mythology, but now he's making this game and connecting the dots. Verovka and Vessi are using the same process from the first game, researching, talking with experts, but most importantly, taking trips to villages to talk to the actual people who live there.
To me, going into that village, that's the source of this like wealth of Ukrainian culture. These people who live in the villages, they preserve that culture. They have all these beautiful stories to tell, and they still practice the traditions and learning all that. It is emotional because I felt like I would never do that. But now going there and listening directly from these people, now the picture kind of comes together.
And Verovka and Vessi have definitely gone heavy on tradition for this game. The Forest Song is based on a drama of the same name. It focuses on a forest nymph named Mavka, who falls in love with a mortal, a guy called Lukish. The love between Mavka and Lukish causes a clash between the natural world and the world of humans. So, of course, things do not go well.
And so the beginning of the demo starts off with Lukish waking up in a rather familiar place. It turns out it's the house of his mother. And he wakes up to his astonishment. Everything is as he remembered it in that day. And he leaves his mother's house and quickly finds that she's sitting beneath an oak tree, and she calls to him.
Ой, святе, їжте, їжте. Нарешті, вийшов на світ Божий.
Lukash's mother tells him she needs his help making flour for a very special traditional wedding bread. The problem is the windmill isn't working, so your objective is to repair it. And again, I know, windmills, flour, bread doesn't scream sexy, but I gotta say, it's really satisfying when you actually repair the windmill and grind the grain. But it's not just that. This game is crazy beautiful. The colors are so lush. There are purples, greens, yellows. The detail is amazing. It's like you could actually reach out and touch the tall grass in the fields. This story, The Forest Song, was written more than 100 years ago by Lesa Ukrainka, and it's beloved by Ukrainians, like beloved. It's been the inspiration for ballets and songs. It was even made into a movie in the 80s.
А нравлюсь я тебе.
Я разве знаю?
The Forest Song talks about our relationship to nature, our responsibility to nature, and the consequences of what happens when we turn our back on that responsibility. And I can't think of a more timely theme.
At the moment, especially what's going on in Ukraine right now, where it's like it's a war, it's a lot of people talking about all these like dark things. People getting tired of that simply. And a game like that is just the window to something really good, to something that can make the highlight of the day.
So it's not just about fixing windmills. This is important. They're saying that this game can help shed a positive light on a region that is so synonymous with war and upheaval. With the Forest Song, they get a chance to celebrate Ukrainian culture. There are these videos embedded into the game explaining what certain traditions mean, why they're important. There are interviews with elders sharing stories. Plus, there's this really beautiful traditional music they feature that breaks your heart.
We're getting stronger when we understand who we are. We understand our roots. You know, it's almost like if you wanted to learn something about Alaska Native people or this particular region in Ukraine, we believe like even 10 years from now, you can always go and play and experience kind of like you will open the book.
That story from 88.5's Ariel Van Cleve.